This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school volleyball, the Seguin Lady Matadors return to District 27-5A play tonight when they play at San Antonio Lanier. The Lady Mats finished the Seguin Matador Classic Tournament with victories in their final five matches on Saturday. Seguin is 2-0 in district play. So far this season, Seguin and Lanier will meet tonight at 7:30 at Lanier High School. The Navarro Lady Panthers are home tonight for a matchup with the Class 6A Steel Lady Knights. Navarro is coming off victories in their last two matches at the Goliad Tournament on Saturday. First serve in tonight's matchup between Steel and Navarro takes place at 6 p.m. at Navarro High School. The Marion Lady Bulldogs will play at home tonight for the first time this season. Marion played all of their matches in August on the road. Thanks to construction at Marion High School, the Lady Bulldogs will play in front of their home crowd for the first time this evening when they host New Braunfels Christian Academy. Tonight's match starts at 6 p.m. at Marion High School. And the Lifegate Lady Falcons, unbeaten through three matches this season, host Legacy Christian Academy tonight. First service set for 6 p.m. at Lifegate Christian School. Turning to the high school gridiron, the Marion Bulldogs, coming off a 32-14 victory over Stockdale this past Friday, will play on Thursday night this week. Marion will take on the New Braunfels Long Creek Dragons. The Bulldogs gave new head coach Joe Call a victory in his first game last Friday. Quarterback Cade Pape threw for two touchdowns and ran for another in Marion's win. Running back Tanner Otis ran for 193 yards with two rushing scores, including a 71-yard scamper. The Bulldogs and Dragons will meet on Thursday night at 7 p.m. at Unicorn Stadium in New Braunfels. We'll have the game on KWED. Our Bulldog football pregame will start at 6:30 Thursday evening on AM 1580 and streaming at SeguinToday.com. After a road victory over Floresville in the debut of their new coach Glenn Hill last week, the Navarro Panthers will be in front of the home crowd this Friday when they host Antonian Prep. Navarro running back Dylan Trotty had 128 yards on the ground and two touchdowns in the victory over Floresville. The Panther defense picked off five Tiger passes, including a pick six by linebacker Luke Vogel. Navarro and Antonian kick off at 7:30 Friday night at Irwin Lee Field on the Navarro High School campus. And the Seguin Matadors will welcome Corpus Christi Miller to Matador Stadium on Friday. The Matadors fell 70-35 at Alamo Heights in their first game last Friday. Seguin quarterback Corey Daly went 28-51 through the air for 301 yards and four touchdowns. He also led Seguin in rushing with 110 yards on 20 carries. Aiden Avila had 12 catches for 105 yards along with two scores. Safety Caden De La Garza led the defense with five tackles. The Matadors will look to rebound when they host Miller on Friday. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. You'll be able to hear the game on AM 1580 KWED and streaming at SeguinToday.com. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.